We took a look at the Ford bond quotes starting in the depths of the Great Recession. And now let's take a look at a municipal bond, specifically Poway School District municipal bonds. So again, this was the depths of the Great Recession, the global financial crisis, February 2009, taken from the San Diego Union Tribune, and from a brokerage firm that advertised in the newspaper that specialized in bonds. So we have the Capistrano Unified School District. I think it stands for Community Funding District, CFD, I'm not sure. And we have the Poway, California Unified School District special tax bonds. Now, these bonds are there to help school districts build and replace large capital expenditures like schools and pools and stadiums and the like. That's how Southwestern built our new stadium through the use of these special tax bonds. The school district puts on the ballot a bond issue and says, hey, you know, please, voters, allow us to raise your taxes. You think most people understand how they're being taxed? No, they don't. They're attached to the property taxes. And so what had happened is this bond here, notice it's rated AA, which means that it's investment grade by Standard & Poor's. It's insured by a company that it's an insurance company, offers to insure municipal bonds. And it was selling for $893.66. Look at the minimum. You see, most bond, they don't want you to buy one bond or a couple bonds. They want you to buy at least 25 or 100. Remember, they're all in $1,000 increments. Some bonds are in $5,000 and $10,000 increments, but not in this class. So at the time, the bonds were selling for a discount, $893.66. They mature in 2029, and starting in 2015, they are callable at par, which means that the Capistrano Unified School District could call the bonds back in and give people back their $1,000. Notice, because it's paying 5%, but you only pay $893 for those $50 every year, you're actually getting 5.9% on your money because of the fact that you didn't have to pay $1,000 for the bond. You only have to pay $893, but you're still getting 5% of $1,000, which is $50. Notice also that both of these bonds, because they are municipal bonds, are federal tax-free. The IRS doesn't like that term. They like tax-exempt. Also, because they're in California, if you're a California resident, they're California state tax-free, because California says, hey, thank you for buying bonds in the state of California. We will not tax you on the interest. Now, there's a different story here with Poway, isn't there? Again, $25,000 minimum. But these are paying 5.25%. They are non-rated, so that means they didn't pony up the money to Standard & Poor's or Moody's or one of the other rating agencies to rate them. I think there's a bit of a conflict of interest there. And so what has happened? These bonds are selling at a deep discount, $648.78. So therefore, we're going to learn the calculation in Chapter 10. They're actually paying 8.6%. Now, you're only getting $52.50 every year. Divide that in half, and you get it every 6 months. But because you only had to pay $650 for the bond, you're actually getting 8.6%. And then we're going to see the taxable equivalent yield, because they're tax-free. Yeah, it's a lot higher. Excuse me. They don't mature until 2036, and this was February 2009. Starting in September of 2009, they would be callable at 1,030. They would have to pay back the bond holders $1,030 to call back the bonds. So you see, people who bought these bonds we're taking a big risk. Why? The investors who sold the bonds to such a deep discount were so worried about the Poway School District going bankrupt. And why was that? Well, think about what was going on. People were having their houses foreclosed on. They had stopped making their payments. If they're not making their payments to the mortgage company, they're also not making their payments to the property taxes. And the property taxes are what pay the interest on and the principal on the bonds. So people were frightened that Poway School District was going to go into default. So they sold the bonds. Bond prices go down, interest rates go up. So the interest rate on that bond went up. The fixed interest rate doesn't go up. It still pays 5.25%, $52.50. But because you only paid $648.78, you're actually getting 8.6%. So now let's see what happens if we just move to June of 2010 and we go to FINRA and we see that, where's that bond? Non-rated. It has jumped considerably, hasn't it? Either one of these. And remember, sometimes the data is a little funky. $832, $797. Still non-rated. Yes, they're callable. Again, 2036, they're going to mature, and they're still paying $52.50. So they're still selling at a discount. And notice that the yield, which used to be 8.6%, has fallen to 6.6% or 6.9%. So what has happened? Investors are getting a little bit more comfortable, not real comfortable, but still comfortable that Poway School District is not going out of business, is not going into default. So now we're in October 2010. And what has happened? Notice the prices have firmed up a little bit more, not quite as much as, well, this one, you don't know. You don't know if this is good data or not. But this one's almost selling at 1,000, selling at par. 100 would mean 1,000. But notice that prices have firmed up a bit. The yields have come down, right? Bond prices go up, yields go down. It's a seesaw. So that was October 2010. Now let's go to March of 2011, and we see that at least one bond is selling at par. And the rating now, these are the unrated. Here are the ones we're interested in. These are the ones we're interested in. These are still selling at a discount. In fact, it's gone up a little bit, hasn't it? These were selling a little over 800, and this one's now selling for... Again, we have to be careful because some of this data is not really good. But still, we're still paying a discount for these bonds, except for this one right here. And this one's almost at par. So that was a March of 2011. Things are getting better. October 2011, people are getting more comfortable. And the bond prices have gone up somewhat to $900, right? The interest rate is fixed. That doesn't change, 5.25%. But the yield has come down to 6% because we're now paying $900 for that bond. So this is October 2011, March of 2012, and now a couple of the bonds are selling for more than 1,000. The others, now again, look at this. That's not right. That's bad data. But some of them are getting pretty darn close to 1,000, aren't they? Yes, they are. Here's the 20, where is it? Here it is, right here, the one we were looking at. It's now selling at par or pretty darn close. And notice that as soon as it sells for more, the yield goes below the coupon rate, the fixed rate. So that's March of 2012. Now let's see what's happened in October 2012. There's going to be an anomaly here soon. No, here we are. Now we're seeing that prices are firming above 1,000 for most all the bonds. Where's our 2036 bond? There. Notice, it's now selling for more than 1,000, in which case the yields go below the coupon rate. See, $1,036.42, it's paying 5%, $50, but because we had to pay $1,036, we're only getting 4.5%. So this is October 2012. Now here comes the anonymity. No. It's March of 2015. Let's see what's happened. Ah, yes. Things have gotten better. People are realizing that the world is not going to end. And now all the bonds, look at that, are selling. Let's go down to 2036. Where is 2036? Way down here. We don't even see it. Oh, it doesn't show up. But now we're seeing that all the bonds are selling. I'm going too fast. My apologies. All the bonds are selling for more than 1,000, meaning that people realize that Poway School District is not going to default. People are paying their property taxes. And notice that interest rates have fallen precipitously, because now you have to get 5%, you got to pay $1,227.69. Right. So those people who bought that bond for $648 back in 2009, 6 years later, they can sell it for twice as much, and they would have a capital gain on their bond. Now, they don't have to sell it. They can keep collecting the interest, but they could. Now, that was March of 2015. Let's take a look at October 2018, and we should start to see prices now falling a bit, because what's happening? What's happening is that the economy is getting stronger, and that usually is an indication that interest rates are rising, and vice versa. Interest rates rising are usually, but not always, an indication that the economy is getting stronger, which is a good thing. Now, people who own bonds see their bond values fall because interest rates rise, bond prices fall. But if we take a long-term perspective, who cares? Because rising interest rates means the new bonds are going to pay more. Yippee! So that's why you have to take a long-term perspective with stocks and even with bonds, even though people never want to see their bond prices fall. But no, they're going to fall. Sometimes interest rates are going to go up. But remember, if interest rates are going up because the economy is getting stronger, that's a good thing. So this is October 2018. Now let's go to April 2019, and we should see the same. Oh no, interest rates have they've come down a little bit. Maybe that was because of the there was a little bit of a, at the end of 2018, there was a bit of a scare that the economy was going to, I don't know if you remember, but it was Christmas Eve and the stock market tanked. That's not usual. It doesn't usually happen because, first of all, it's a shortened day. But the interest rates have come down, come up a little bit, but not so much. And then here's bad data. Can't trust this data. But still, interest rates are on the rise. The economy's doing better. And then along comes April 2020, and we're back to square one. Darn that COVID. Interest rates plummet. Why? Because the Federal Reserve Bank is pumping liquidity into the system, lowering short-term rates, and bond holders are terrified that their bonds are going to default because the economy is going to go into free fall because we're all going to die. No, we quickly realize, this is, of course, in April of 2020, we quickly realize by October of 2020, market bounces back, so did the bond market. The market in the stock market bounces back and the bond market bounces back. Why? Because people realize that civilization, the economy's hurting, certainly, but civilization is not going to end. Just a whole lot of people are going to die. A whole lot of people more than should have died are dying because of poor leadership. But that's a different issue, political issue. And now let's get back to what's happening right now with April of 2020, April of 2021, and we find that interest rates have fallen quite a bit, but they're still a little bit on the rise, 3.9, 3.9, 3.7. So that's a good sign. If indeed treasuries have gone up, munis have gone up, if indeed it is because the economy is getting stronger. And we'll know in 2 or 3 years, right? That's the problem. That's why, as Mr. Warren Buffett says, investing is simple, but it's not easy. We see what's right in front of us, but that's about it. And we can see behind us, and that looks great. But what was going to happen in 1 or 2 or 3 years, nobody knows, which is why we learn these techniques for valuing stocks, and we're going to learn the techniques for valuing bonds in the next chapter. Cool. So check out these other bond quotes, and maybe check out Advanta, another example of if it sounds too good to be true. And then the bearer bond images. Can anyone predict future interest rates? It doesn't seem so. So I know bonds are boring, but they are important. And you don't know. You might become an expert in bonds because it turns out, folks, what I've seen from just being in the industry, there's not a whole lot of people whole lot of people love to talk about stocks and get involved in stocks and will give you advice about stocks. But not a whole lot of people get involved in the industry, grow their expertise in bonds. But the ones who do tend to attract very, very well-heeled, very wealthy clients, which we found out is the way to really make money if you want to be a broker, is to attract very wealthy clients. So have fun with bonds. I know they're kind of boring, and I'll stop talking. We are so proud of you, dear students. You've come this far. Oh, my goodness. Don't give up now. Every day, study and bring honor and glory to your friends, family, your coworkers, and Southwestern Community College.